Hello, my friend. I can't believe it. I can't believe that you have completed this book, or at least gone through it, read it, looked at it, surfed through it all the way to the chapter that is about you're still here, there's still time. And at the end of that chapter, I added a little note that the very first time I ever met with the publisher and also my editor, Brenda Knight, she played this song for me, and I've always had it in my mind that I wanted to share it with you. Due to copyright issues, I'm not allowed, to actually post the video on my website, but here's the song in the background as I'm talking to you.
There's a little black train a coming.
This is the Carter family. So I don't know if you can actually hear the lyrics, but they're basically saying there's a little black train a coming, and prepare. And if you could see the photograph, there's oh, it looks like maybe from the 40s. Forgive me, I'm not quite sure. But it is what strikes me, and I think this is what struck me the very first time I listened to this when Brenda was talking about it, is that every human being since the beginning of time has arrived on this planet, and we've been full of dreams and hopes and possibility, and we've loved and we've grieved, and we've had things that brought us great joy. We've had our quirks and our, impossibilities about us. But there's something that unites us all, which is impermanence. And I hope that what also unites us all is love. It's my great hope that everyone who has ever lived on this planet for any amount of time, that they have felt or received or given love. And as I'm talking to you, I don't plan out these love notes that I leave for you at the ends of the chapters. And what just dropped in for me as I'm looking at this album cover is that just last night I was talking to someone very, very dear to me whose mother has passed away over the last week or two. And I was telling him, he was at our house sifting through some things and found some old yearbooks from the mid, 1950s. And it reminded me of the movie Dead Poets Society. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but if you haven't, I recommend this as part of the, it's never too late, because that movie, stars Robin Williams as a professor, and what he's really trying to do is pass on the philosophy of carpe diem to these young boys. And there's a very popular clip that maybe I can link. You know what? I bet I can link to these from my website. There's a very popular clip where Robin takes them to look at the old awards trophy case at their school, and there's these photographs from at that time. I think it was probably the 1920s. And he says to them, "Look at those faces. Look at them. Look how hopeful they are. Look how alive they are. Look at the dreams that are in those young men's faces. That's you now. That's you now. And will you?" Will you heed the call of your life? Oh, and I could just cry because it's so beautiful. And I don't know if you're listening to this when you're, 70. I don't know if you're like me. I'm currently 61 years old. Maybe you're in your 30s or 40s or 20s or 90s. I don't know. But what I know is if you're listening to this, and this is the point of this chapter, if you're listening to this, there's still time. And that is like one of the biggest, most beautiful gifts that we have is time. And particularly time to feel things, time to appreciate the people we love, time to repair relationships, time to take care of ourselves, even if it's the first time in 90 years that we've treated ourselves with great love and respect and healthy foods or healthy movement. It doesn't matter. What matters is this moment now. You are here and oh, look, she just decided to start singing. I think I accidentally turned it on. Okay, so yeah, that was interesting. Anyway, there must have been a reason I wanted to come back on. Just that reminder, perhaps, right, that we're here and then we're not. And the people we love are here and then they're not. And what I want to say to you, my first book is called Say It Now. And that philosophy will always be central to my life. And it's central to this book as well. And what it is if we're alive, we have the chance to right now, you know, send a text, send a card, make a call, create a date, let someone in our lives know that they have made a difference to us, that they've really impacted us. I'm just pausing for a moment because truthfully, you've made a difference to me. Maybe we haven't met, maybe you haven't even reached out, maybe we haven't emailed, but you're here in this journey with me. And wow, that means so much to me. This book is really important to me because it's my way of saying not just to you, but to myself, this is it. This is it. You know, one day I'm not going to be here. And what legacy am I going to be leaving for the people I love? I hope it'll be beautiful. I hope it'll be easy. I hope that, you know, as I've said to my son, you know, when I pass away, here's the phone number you call. You know, I'm donating my body to science. They'll come and get it. You don't have to do anything except make that call. And then he and I know we've created a binder together, which I can't remember if I've talked about in the book or if that happened afterwards, but we created, you know, one big binder of some of his writings and his art and things from his childhood that he helped me curate, that he knows where it is. I have an external hard drive that has a lot of family photos and some of the most, to me, you know, the most important sort of artifacts that I could keep digitally that he just needs to have that binder of his things and that small hard drive and everything else he can just, you know, give away. Well, I should preface that. I think this is an important part. I do also have a document with different, you know, items that I want to go to certain people, and he knows that too. So I want it to be for him or whoever else, my nieces who are left. I want it to be a time where they can be connected to their own feelings about my death and not the logistics, not the legalities, not having to make guesses, not trying to have to figure any of that out, right? Oh, I did forget to say this too, because this isn't important and I've talked to you about this throughout the book. I also have the Knock Box Next of Kin, the box that I've recommended. You don't have to have that particular system, but I forgot that's a very important part of it because that's where everything that they do need is also. So let me repeat this. So I have the Knock Box, which has all of the paperwork. And if the paperwork isn't directly in there, it says go to the fire safe and that's where you find the house deed. Or it says, please go to, you know, this particular file on the hard drive that you have, and that's going to be this document. you know, I have copies of my books and things like that. However, so the knock box, next of kin box, that, you know, it doesn't, you don't have to have that exact system, but I love this system. My son has a curated binder with everything that he has already chosen that he wants to keep. And I have an external hard drive with, I'm sort of the archivist in the family, right? So I have all the family photos, the history, my books. And that's that document that says, like, please give, you know, this necklace to this person, please give this hat to this person. Those are more, you know, they're not in my will because they're not necessarily quote unquote valuable, but they are items that people have requested, or that when I've asked them, hey, you know, what would you like when I pass? And so my son also knows that it would be really beautiful to pass those things along. So it's hard for me to close this out because I'm going to play a little more music because I have loved this journey with you. And I know we have one more. We have that conclusion of the book still, which is incredibly meaningful to me. And I hope you will keep going and read that. But for now, for this moment, here's what we have. A little more music.
That poor young man in darkness cared not for the gospel light, till suddenly heard the whistle blow while the little black train inside. Have mercy on me, Lord, please come and set me right. Before he got his business fixed, the train rolled in that night.
Before he got his business fixed, the train rolled in that night. I think this is song, and I know this is why my editor, it came to her mind. It's a cautionary one, right? Like let's do this. Let's do this for the people we love and for ourselves. I hope that as you've been going through the book, you've been finding that there's a peace of mind that comes with each of these steps. I know I have. And I, you know, as I said to you, I'm 61. I don't know how long I have. This could be it, right? Today, this could be the last day of my life. I don't know. But if I'm lucky enough to have more years, I know that they're more peaceful because of this planning process. And I hope the same for you. All right, I send you love. One more section of the book, which is the conclusion. And it is a very meaningful story to me. I'll see you at the end of that section of the book. Bye-bye.